and good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. Today is Thursday, January 9th. I am your host, Josh Engel, and today we are joined by Patrick Uran. You might know Patrick from in his other role as as head of school at Oak Mountain Academy. Patrick has been joining us as well to discuss the Real Theater. It's a theater production organization. You know, you could say it's a theater company. It's a few different things that has been. It is now celebrating its first full year and some change, I think, in putting on various events to help members of the community find their potential in the world of the arts. So we're here today with Patrick to talk about the upcoming season and to maybe do a recap of the last year to hear how that that went down. So we'll get right to it. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning, Josh. How are you, man?
Fabulous. Thank you so much for waking up bright and early. And
absolutely. Thanks for
coming on
me.
The show with us today. So Patrick, this is, if you could first tell us a bit about yourself, and then we would love to hear about the Real Theater. And then, of course, later in the program, we can work our way into recapping the past year and talk a bit about the upcoming season.
Absolutely. So I grew up here in Carrollton and got my start in theater here with the Carroll County Community Theater. I'll never forget the magical experience that I had when I saw my very first technical rehearsal of Blithe Spirit, and it changed my life forever. And so I knew that I wanted to be a part of the performing arts in some capacity. And so I participated in community theater and in high school theater at Central High School, which is where I graduated from. And then I went on to study at the University of West Georgia and then on to LaGrange College. And then I ended up working professionally in the performing arts for several years as an actor and then as a director and a producer. And then I made my way into the world of design and worked as a costume designer and a scenic designer as well. And then I transitioned into the world of education. And then had the good fortune to move from public education into private education, and then lived in Washington, D.C., and Montana, and Maryland, and then eventually, after nearly 30 years, made my way back home to Carrollton, and then had the good fortune to be the head of school at Oak Mountain Academy for the last 7 years, and it has been also a truly transformational experience to be at Oak Mountain Academy as the head of school, and to be able to be back home and re-engage and get involved in the community that gave me the gifts that I have that set me on a whirlwind journey that has been absolutely amazing.
You're one of the few folks that I know, without question, loves their job
as
head of school.
I wake up every morning so thankful that I have the opportunities that I have because I work with the most amazing people at Oak Mountain Academy, and the students and the parents and the family and the community members are absolutely the best ever. And so I count my blessings every day that I get up and get to do what I love every single day. It's not really a job. It's a calling, and I love it.
So as far as the Real Theater, I know you've shared the story on a previous programs in the past when we've had co-artistic director Doug Shanzel-Harry join us. If you could take folks through how the Real Theater came about.
Sure. So I had, as I just heard me say a little bit ago, I had done theater a lot professionally, and then I transitioned into the world of education and absolutely love what I do in leadership and in teaching. And so I haven't done theater for a minute. And then COVID happened and the world shut down. Word got out in town that I had a professional theater career, and the Cultural Arts Center, Tim, asked if I would be willing to direct the first musical coming out of COVID for the Cultural Arts Center and for the Carroll County Community Theater, which was 9 to 5. And it wasn't going to be possible because the performance weekend fell on the Oak Mountain Academy Gala weekend. But Tim, if you know Tim Chapman, he's a great guy and is really passionate about what he does for the community. And he is very persistent. And he moved the performance weekend to a different weekend so it did not conflict. And it all worked out so that I was able to direct that production
at
9 to 5.
Tim.
Shout out to Tim for making that happen. And so that actually kind of reintroduced me back into the world of directing after taking a sabbatical. And I realized doing that particular production, and it was good to have a little bit of a break from that because having having done that professionally and working with professionals and working in the business and industry of that is very different than working in the community side of theater. And what I was able to do is I was able to bring in my love and passion for leadership and education and teaching, and it married perfectly with all of what I love about the professional performing arts. And so that production was a transformational experience for me, in where it really just brought together what I love to do, which is lead and teach and help people discover their own gifts and talents. And it didn't have the pressure of mounting a professional production where you had to meet box office, you had a marketing, you had all of these other things. It could just be about the experience and the journey that we went on together. And so then I was invited to direct the next spring show that they had there, which was Steel Magnolias. And this was the first time that the Community Theater and the Cultural Arts Center put a play, a non-musical play, in that spring slot. And so we did Steel Magnolias. And that was a great experience that kind of solidified for me. I really do love so many areas of the performing arts still. And there's a great opportunity that we have here in Carrollton with all of the resources and connections that I have through my professional work to be able to kind of take the pieces of the performing arts that I really truly love, which is the connection and the discovery and the working with different people and helping other people find their joy through the arts and the messaging that comes with that. So why not take this dream that I had 40 years ago of maybe one day owning my own company, and let's just make it a not-for-profit business that the community can have. And so that's really kind of what started that. So Doug and I, the other artistic director for this, he and I have known each other for over 30 years and worked together for a long time. He's on the West Coast. We're in New York and sat down and had some coffee one day and thought, you know what? There's never really a great time to do anything like that, but now seems like the perfect time, so let's just do it. And so we decided to go ahead and start The Real Theater so that we can create this not-for-profit organization that takes all of the components of theater that he loves and that I love and packages it in this great not-for-profit opportunity where we can help provide opportunity for the next generation of artists to explore and discover their gifts, their love, their talent, and create wonderful opportunities for our community.
Excellent. Well, I think this there's never a great time, right, to start something like that, and there's never a great time to interrupt a conversation to go to our break, but I think this is a good time. So we're going to go ahead and take our first commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to keep talking with Patrick Uran, co-artistic director of the not-for-profit theater company, The Real Theater. When we come back, we can get a quick recap of the past year and, of course, prime our listeners for the upcoming season so they can expect, so they can know what kind of events they can expect and, of course, in many cases, participate in. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
The customized academic scholar journey at Oak Mountain Academy is individually designed to provide students with a personalized, clearly defined academic track that earns the student a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically driven students to pursue a focused, rigorous course of study personalized to their wants and desires. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop. Seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare. We're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
And we're back to Community Voice. Today is Thursday, January 9th. Time is 8:40 a.m. And I'm your host, Josh Engel. I'll just unplug the mic for a little bit, I think. We are here today chatting with Patrick Uran, co-artistic director of The Real Theater, a not-for-profit theater company that has been making a name for itself right here in the West Georgia community for the past, I'd say, a little over a year, although it is something that has been about 40 years in the making. They had a very successful first season. And Patrick, if you would, I'd love to kind of get, you know, a reflection on the past year. And maybe we can, you know, work into talking about what's coming up in the next season.
Yeah, absolutely. Sounds great. Well, we did have a wonderfully successful first year for season 2024. And I do have to give all of that credit to our community. We had a lot of support within the community. We had over 35 sponsors and donors help fund the first season to get it up and running. It is a not-for-profit organization, so we did set it up so that it was not going to be a moneymaker. It needs to make enough money so that we can run the business and run the organization itself, because what we are committed to doing is providing fair wages for all of the individuals that work for the organization and all the folks that we hire to come in. And we want to create for them a very positive experience so that we created a professional theater company and they're treated as professionals. They're also, many of them are part of the union and part of Equity and the Screen Actors Guild. And so we want to make sure that we create for them the salary that they should be getting. So we pay them their equity rates and their equity contracts, which then means we pay into their health insurance and their life insurance and all those plans as well. So we do need funding in order to make that happen. We also give back to the community because we rent spaces around town. It's not a brick and mortar theater. And so we pay the rental fees that are around town. We pay all of the artists that work for us. We pay all the staff that work for us as well. And so funding has come from, for this first season, from the generous support within our community, and we would not have been able to do what we've done without the support of them. So a big shout out to all of those folks. Thank you for being so supportive for this first season. We opened this year with a production of Love Letters, which featured many of our local celebrities, local community leaders. And it's A.R. Gurney's Love Letters production. And we had four different shows that featured four different casts, when it was super fun to be able to do that. And then from there, we moved into our Conversations program, which is our guest artist series with Cicely Daniels. She's a Broadway star. She has been in over a dozen Broadway shows and touring companies. And she most notably is known for, she is the first and only African-American female to play the, Ursula.
Ursula and the Little Mermaid.
And the Little Mermaid, that's what it is, yes. And so she joined us, and she did a 90-minute show where we interviewed her, and then she performed about a dozen songs from her Broadway career.
It was very cool composing the commercial, that like advertising this Conversations with Cicely Daniels, because if you go on YouTube, you just find just hours of footage of her on, you know, on tour with the Little Mermaid and different Broadway productions touring the country. It was fabulous.
Yeah, she's absolutely amazing. And then from there, we moved into the Broadway Bradshaws, where Lindsay and Jared Bradshaw came down and joined us, and they created for the Real Theater four different concerts they did on four different nights. They also came into schools and did some workshops within the schools for us. And so very excited to have them join us. And then from there, we went into one of our master classes where Doug did a master class in acting. And then we brought in Broadway star Vincent Michael and did another Conversations program with him. 90-minute show where we interviewed him, and he performed another dozen songs from his career as well. And then we rounded out in December the year where I did a masterclass in directing. And we had about 15, 20 people sign up for that masterclass in directing and had a wonderful time. And so that represented three of the four branches that we have at the Real Theater. So the Real Theater is more than just a production company. It has four different branches to it. And so the production company is one, but we also have the guest artist series, which is the Conversations program, where folks will come in and we interview them and they share their story, how they perform their craft, what it's like to live the life of a professional artist, so that you as an audience member get a sense as to what this life is like and how the work is formed, so that when you go see a production or you watch a movie or a TV show, you have some sense as to what that actor is doing in order to create that storyline that you're seeing. And then we also have, in addition to that, the masterclass, which is the adult ed program, which is an opportunity for anyone within the community, who has experience or no experience to come join us for an immersive weekend where you'll receive some training in some art form. And what's great about this is the training is not intended to train you to become a performer or a designer. It is intended to use that as a vehicle to help you better yourself as an individual for life skills, but also for your professional life. So it's performance leadership is kind of what I call it. And so, for example, in the directing workshop, we learned a whole lot about psychology through directing. So how is it that you present yourself? How do you problem solve? How do you negotiate when you're working in a collaborative group setting? All of that is through the vehicle of directing scenes for the theater itself. And Doug's acting class is very much the same way. And then the production series, like we did, Love Letters, is one example of one of the productions that we had. So that when you come and you watch the show, you have a better sense of how that design work comes together, how that storyline is created, how the actors have created their character arcs that fit into that storyline. And then the fourth branch is the Writer's Workshop, which we have not launched yet, although we've had many conversations with playwrights, some of that are in Canada, some that are in LA, some that are in New York, who have works that are under development that we are looking at bringing in for season 2026. And what we'll do is we'll do some staged readings of these pieces, and we'll cast from our local community. And then we'll do some talkbacks with the audience and with the actors and with the writers themselves and with the director and engage in a conversation kind of in the form of a Socratic seminar so that everyone will have some insights as to what it takes to actually form an entire story with fully developed arcs in a two-hour period so that you'll understand what it is that you're actually watching and seeing.
That's very cool. A lot of people are going to want to jump in on this.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
Well, I mean, and these four pillars, I imagine, will be continued into the 2025 season.
They absolutely will be, yes.
What can folks look forward to? I mean, you know, there are plenty of events coming up. Kind of a, you know, give us a tease. What can folks look forward to coming up?
Absolutely. So we are going to have a very exciting season 2025, which is going to be our second season with several events coming in. We're going to continue with the productions. We're going to continue with the master classes. We're going to continue with the guest artist series and the conversations programs as well. And as I said, in 2026, we're going to look at bringing in the Writer's Workshop. We're going to open in February with a celebration of a Broadway review that's going to be a Disney musical review. And we're going to invite a lot of our youth to join us for this, which is something new this year. We didn't have a whole lot of stuff for the students this first season. So this second season, we're going to open with an opportunity for a lot of our local students age 10 to 18 to be able to perform with three local professionals, Abigail Dawkins, Denny Harling, and Terry Ducker, in a Disney musical review. And what's great about this is auditions are coming up on February the 3rd. They're going to be 3rd or the 4th. You can come to one or the other, 5:30 to 8:30 at the Oak Mountain Academy Black Box Theater. You don't have to prepare anything. You can just show up, and they will run you through the audition. Nice. And we're going to cast about 36 school-age students in this Disney Broadway review, and a handful will be selected to perform solos or duets with our leading ladies. And what's really great about this, as I said, the Real Theater is a not-for-profit, and we do a lot of work for supporting folks within our community. This, all of the proceeds from this Disney musical review will go to support one of our local charities, which is the Cancer Patient Supportive Care Program with Tanner. And so that's what we're going to be raising money for this very first show. And so we're excited about that. And then we're going to go into a combined masterclass conversations program and a concert series with a Broadway star, Vishal Vidya. He's going to be coming to Carrollton. And this year for the masterclasses, we're going to bring them around into our school systems, into the university, where we'll bring him around and he'll go into those different venues and host masterclasses for the different students and college students. We're going to bring him around to the different civic groups and organizations and do the conversations programs for them. So we're going to do all of that for free this year.
Awesome.
And then we're going to do a one-night only concert with him, and we're going to do something a little different, which is it's going to be a sing-along. So we'll invite audience members to sing along with this Broadway star.
So for all those parents right now who's you know, on like the 700th replay of the Wicked soundtrack since the movie just came out, this is your chance to bring
those
kids out.
This is your chance. That's exactly right. Then we're going to move into a production of Cat on a Hot Tin Roof by Tennessee Williams. I'm going to be directing that, and it's going to be a modernized version. And so I'm excited about that. We're going to set it in present day. And then we're going to be moving into being the title sponsor once again for the Rotary Club of Carrollton's fourth annual West Georgia's Got Talent competition, which is also a charity event, which is a fundraiser. And then we're going to move into our big musical, which is Dreamgirls.
Wow.
And so we're going to be producing Dreamgirls here in town, which will be going up in November. And then we're going to end the year by bringing the Broadway Bradshaws back to town by popular demand. They're also going to be doing master classes, a conversations program, and then a one-night-only concert, which will also be a sing-along in December, and that's going to wrap out our year.
Wow. I'm sure that, you know, both you and Doug and perhaps a few other individuals plan out these seasons.
Mm-hmm.
But the beautiful thing, I think, about what you have put together here is there is something for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just for example, the Broadway Bradshaws having those four separate concerts for four unique audiences to engage the local community, give them an opportunity to kind of get an inside look into this world of
yes.
Broadway performance and the performing arts. What a cool idea to have the sing-alongs mixed with the masterclasses.
Yes, absolutely. And one of the things that we're able to do, because we had so much support the first year, and we've got a lot of support going into the second year as well. And as I said, it is a not-for-profit, and our goal really is to just provide opportunity for connection and discovery. The first year, we were able to give free tickets to all students at the colleges, at the universities, and our local schools, the Carroll County Schools, the Carrollton City Schools, and our private school at Oak Mountain Academy, our independent schools as well. And we're able to do that again this year.
Wow.
So we offer, every time we have an event come up, we do reach out to the university and the school systems, and we offer free tickets to our students.
Why is that such a priority?
It is a priority because it's not a moneymaker. This is intended to be an opportunity to give back. This community has done so much for me when I was a kid here and has supported everything that I have done since I've come back as well, that it is important to me that we give back. And exposing them to this art form, and the arts itself is something that enriches everyone. So it's not intended to necessarily provide a platform to train artists to be artists. It can do that, but it's really intended to expose people, to bring people together and provide people with an opportunity to learn and grow, utilizing the arts as a vehicle for growth and development. So the skills, the tools that you acquire, the skills that you learned through the arts is something that impacts everybody in your everyday life and in your professional career. And so what I'm hoping that we're able to do is show everybody that although you might be in an acting class, the tools that you're learning in that acting class are life skills. How do you communicate? How do you tell story? How do you interact with folks? How do you control your emotional responses? These are just basic and advanced social skills. And learning how to control those and develop those.
What you were mentioning earlier with the directing masterclass gives you an opportunity to, both to provide constructive feedback and receive constructive feedback, time management, between writing and directing, being able to explore various psychologies of these characters that are crafted to be challenging and to be interesting and curious. You know, if you're performing, as you were just mentioning, if you were to study performance, there you go, learning how to communicate complicated ideas to, in some cases, hundreds of people, working on the overcoming fear of public speaking. With writing, it can be said the same, putting yourself out there, putting yourself into the mind of someone else, which, I mean, empathy is such a healthy
absolutely.
Practice. I think that's really cool to kind of, you know, spread out the aperture a bit. So it's not, you know, it doesn't limit these classes to folks that are saying, well, I want to pursue a career on Broadway, and that's great, and you're going to get some awesome information, you know,
yep.
and you're going to be working with folks who have connections and have a rich history in this
yes.
field. But maybe you just want to learn how to, maybe you just want to finally confront your boss about something that you don't think is right, or maybe you want to share some ideas with people in your life. It's a great opportunity to get to do that.
The greatest gift that the arts has ever given me, and I think it's the greatest gift that it gives anyone that ever pursues it as a course of study, is it introduces you to yourself. Because at the end of the day, you have to learn yourself. You have to learn how you operate, how you function. And when you get to know yourself at that deep, intimate level, it teaches you how to get to know other people. And so when you fully know who you are, and when you fully are able to recognize and go, you know, I can admit this piece about myself, and this is a part of who I am, you then stop judging it. It's not a positive or a negative. It just becomes a piece of who you are, and therefore it becomes a useful tool. You then begin to recognize those same things in other people, and you know how to interact with them. So it is a gift that that is something that everybody can benefit from. And what great way to learn it through something like acting or directing. Or if you don't like those things, there's also design. How do you set up and decide what colors you're going to use on a set? Because colors tell a story. They create and evoke feeling and mood. Well, you're going to want to know that because you're going to want to pick the color of your living room someday. Or when you have your first child, you're going to want to pick the color of your baby's room. You're going to want to be intentional about those kinds of things. Or when you get in your first relationship and you're married for the very first time, or you're partnered for the very first time, you're going to pick the color of your bedroom. All of those things become very intentional when you know how they impact the other individual. That's what I mean by it teaches you how to get to know yourself. And the psychology piece that you mentioned is critical, because at the end of the day, we all operate from a place of psychology, whether it's conscious or subconscious. The arts, in all form of design and performance, is rooted in psychology. All decision making is based in psychology. So be intentional and you have a better result.
Time is 8:56. We better go ahead and take our last commercial break. When we come back in the couple of minutes we have left, Patrick can leave listeners with a call to action where they can learn more and how they can both participate and support The Real Theater. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
The World Language Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in biliteracy fields of study. The successful completion of this journey provides colleges with a method to recognize a rigorous foreign language immersion experience for all students at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop, seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at tanner.org.
And welcome back to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. We only have about a minute left, so I'm going to leave the rest of the show up to our guest, Patrick Uran, co-artistic director for The Real Theater, the not-for-profit theater company that is now entering into season two of its into this new year. So, Patrick, in the time we have left, what would you like to leave folks at home with?
I'd like to leave folks at home with this. Thank you. Thank you for being a part of season one for The Real Theater, and thank you for being a part of what will be an amazing season two for The Real Theater. If you would like to continue your support or you would like to begin your support, you can go to our website at www.therealtheater.com and check us out. We are a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, so all donations and contributions are tax deductible. You can also check us out on our social media. We are on Facebook and Instagram as well. We do have a variety of sponsorship levels that have packages with them. And we are interested, if you're not able to support financially or that is not where your heart lies, if you would please just like our social media pages and share our information to help us get the word out, that would be absolutely fantastic. Looking forward to another great year. And the first thing we have coming up would be those auditions on February the 3rd and 4th. And this is key with the Disney Oak Mountain, the Disney Broadway review that we're having, the auditions for at Oak Mountain Academy. It is an 8-day commitment, and that is it.
Thank you so much, Patrick, and thank you to everyone who tuned in at home. We'll see you next time.